Mind is brought to you in association with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Work and succeed together with IIL.
Hello and welcome to Kids in Mind. I'm Dr. Rebecca Weber, child psychologist in Geneva. I'm speaking this month about bullying with Amélie Rocher from the Institut International de l'ANSI, where she is the anti-bullying program coordinator and trainer. For more information, please visit iil.ch/kiva. So, Amélie, what happens when an actual case of bullying exists on campus? How does your school, for example, IIL, tackle this difficult reality?
So traditionally, there used to be a lack of protocol. There was a bit of an uncertainty and inconsistency as to how to deal with the situation. And teachers and children and parents were a bit at a loss there. So what we did is we have chosen a program, a complete program, the Kiva program, and it comes with a clear step-by-step protocol, which our members of staff have received extensive training. So the very first step is to have a screening form, which enables our intervention team to define whether there is still definitely a case of bullying or whether it's just a dispute or conflict.
So in the case of actual bullying, what happens next?
So we intervene immediately and we have a one-to-one chat with the victim, followed by a discussion with the child identified as the bully. And it's followed by discussions with the entire group of children involved, such as the supporters and assistants, but also the defenders of the victim. And we really try to understand what happened to support children to commit to stop the unwanted behavior.
What's different between that and, let's say, a mediation program?
Yeah, it's often we do have that question. Unlike a mediation program, we do not talk solely to the victim and the bully students. We hear the entire group of children to better understand the dynamic and, most importantly, the roots of the issue. And each discussion follows the same format. First, we listen, then we support. It's a non-blaming, non-confronting, non-punitive approach. And then, once we have identified where the problem comes from, we then ask the children to commit to changing their behavior.
So commit to changing their behavior. What does that mean in terms of what happens next in this protocol?
Well, often the children don't realize that they've done some harm, and once that this has become obvious, they are keen to change and become role models. So we analyze how we got to that situation and then what would be our tools and our ways to get out of it. So we encourage them to shine and bring their strength to the front. Children, for example, with a strong personality will be encouraged to be positive leaders and take an equally powerful but positive role. And often they say and believe that it's just for fun, but soon they understand that it isn't.
It's very interesting hearing how it goes from like one incident to very much a larger scale intervention and potential for learning for all of the students. It's very interesting. Thank you so much, Amélie. For more information, please contact her at iil.ch/kiva. If you would like to hear that episode or more like it, please visit our website, worldradio.ch/kidsinmind.
Kids in Mind is brought to you in association with IIL. Work and succeed together with the Institut International de l'ANSI. Find out more on iil.ch.